Our guest at the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, Dr. Lavelle Hedricks. Good morning.
Good morning there, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
I'm just great.
And Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year. We have not talked since the beginning of the new year. And, of course, we have another holiday. The next holiday on the calendar is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, mm-hmm. which is on Monday. There are Martin Luther King Jr. events, of course, all over the area. Greenville has a parade.
That's correct.
10 o'clock Saturday morning, and we talked with Byron Taylor of the Chamber of Commerce in Greenville about that. But you are involved in a couple of events. One is Sunday afternoon at Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Commerce. It starts at 2:30. Lavelle, I have to ask you about this.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do because the Saints are going to be playing at the same time? And I know that this is going to be bearing on your mind.
I assure you I have my priorities in place. God and I have talked about it. Now, let's just leave it at that. Who that?
So we have Lavelle. If you anybody knows Lavelle, knows that Lavelle is a huge New Orleans Saints fan.
Oh, God. Live and die for my Saints. But we're doing okay. We're doing okay. We'll leave it at that. I want the listening audience to tune in to the wonderful programs and don't tune out right now.
So the Saints will be playing Sunday afternoon
in New Orleans at the Superdome
against the LA Rams, and I'm sure Lavelle will see most, if not all of that,
yes.
all of that game. But the event then is at Mount Moriah at 2:30.
That is correct. Yes, and it's an event. This is our 12th year having the event here. We honor residents throughout the Commerce area, and even over in Greenville, right here in Hunt County, that exemplify the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. And it just promises to be a wonderful program. As you know, it is a great way to start the new year off. It's an ecumenical, multiracial event. Very pleased that Dr. Joyce Miller, one of the professors over in curriculum and instruction, will be our keynote speaker. And happy to know that Dr. Mark Rudin, our president, will be mm-hmm. in attendance as well, and some other local dignitaries who will be there as well.
The mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams, is on the program, I see. Another thing I'm interested about is the Commerce Middle School Choir will be singing.
Each year, as you know, one of the highlights of the event is the musical selections that we perform, because I always believe that it's the spirit of Dr. King. As you know, he's a pastor of a church, and that spiritual component was very important for him. So we are so happy that Dr. Shaniqua Miller, and at the principal at the middle school, and Charlie Alderman, our superintendent, allowed the young people from the Commerce Middle School to perform with our choirs. I mean, it's going to be an awesome time. We've been practicing with these young people. They're excited about it. And even the Junior National Honor Society members at the middle school also be serving as our ushers for this year. So we're asking everyone, please, the program starts at 2:30. Get there around 2 o'clock so you can get a good, comfortable seat up front.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hedricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, about Martin Luther King Jr. events taking place this coming weekend and on the holiday of Monday. And one interesting thing, don't want to spend too much time on this, the Commerce Middle School Choir. It's only been a couple of years.
Only
since,
2 years, yes.
And since the Commerce ISD started a choir program.
That is correct. And those young people at the middle school are so excited about demonstrating their talent in the area of singing. They were at the Commerce Rotary Club performing, and they are absolutely phenomenal. Just
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah, I'm glad they've started a choir program in the middle school and in Commerce High School. So that is 2:30 Sunday afternoon, and you have some awards that you present as part of that.
That's correct, yes.
All right. And then Monday evening in Sulphur Springs, the program there is at the Morning Chapel Baptist Church at 7 p.m.
That is correct. And this year over in Sulphur Springs, Dr. Mark Rudin, our president, will be the master of ceremonies. One of the traditions that we have, that we always bring the president from the university over to serve as our master of ceremony. And the Sulphur Springs, Hopkins County communities are looking forward to meeting Dr. Rudin, spend some time with him. Of course, he's already been on there on several occasions, but to have him as our master of ceremony is wonderful. And the beautiful thing about both of these programs, Sean Mark, is that we're honoring students from Texas A&M University Commerce. Addison Jones, the president of our Student Government Association, gave me a list of students that we're going to be honoring here in Commerce on Sunday, and then some additional students who actually come from Sulphur Springs to the university over here. So we're connecting our school districts and the universities to this program because it is expanding and it's just wonderful.
So that is at 7 o'clock Monday evening, Morning Chapel Baptist Church in Sulphur Springs.
That is correct, yes.
Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Birthday event over there. Out of time, Dr. King would be 90?
90 years young. I had a chance to speak with Ambassador Andrew Young to ask him to reflect back on that. And it's just absolutely wonderful to know that he'd be 90. He would have been 90 years of age if he would have survived.
Lavelle, by the way, has regular phone conversations with Andrew Young.
He has been very kind and to give the opportunity to listen to some of the narratives and the stories.
I'm sure he gets a lot from you as well. Would Dr. King be pleased with the progress that has been made?
There are some issues. When Ambassador Young and I would be speaking, there would be some issues that he would say that we've made some progress. And then there are some things, gun violence that's taking place in the African-American communities. Those things would be appalling to him right now.
Mm-hmm. Lavelle, hot chocolate to your liking?
The hot chocolate, I tell you, with this new year that we're on, you have provided some of the greatest hot chocolate that I've ever tasted this first part of the year.
Thanks for sitting down with us again.
Yeah, thank
Dr.
you.
Lavelle Hendricks is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.5 KETR.